There was strong reaction from the White House today to the suicide bombings in Israel. President Bush met with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in the Oval Office. He told the Israeli leader that the U.S. condemns what Mr. Bush called acts of murder. The president also said that Palestinian Chairman Yasser Arafat needs to respond decisively to demonstrate that he's committed to stopping such terrorist activity, which threatens to derail any chance for a Middle East peace. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The meeting between President Bush and Prime Minister Sharon was originally set to take place tomorrow, but was hastily rescheduled so Sharon could hurry back to Israel. President Bush arrived back at the White House from Camp David around 11:30 a.m. and had a brief statement on the South Lawn before heading to the Oval Office for the meeting with Sharon.
I will tell him that I strongly condemn the acts of murder that killed innocent people in Israel. I will tell him our nation grieves for those whose lives have been affected by the murderers. This is a moment where the advocates for peace in the Middle East must rise up and fight terror.
The president and Sharon met for close to an hour, and much of the focus was on what kind of response is now necessary on the part of the Palestinian leader, Yasser Arafat. White House spokesman Sean McCormick said, quote, if Chairman Arafat is going to be a leader, it's time to step up, adding that it's time to demonstrate with action, not words, that he's serious about fighting terrorism. That sentiment was driven home earlier in the day by Secretary of State Colin Powell, who appeared on CBS's Face the Nation broadcast. He outlined the kinds of things Arafat needs to do.
The arrest of people who have been responsible for these kinds of actions and putting them in real jails where they are not walking free several days later. Going after the organizations and those activities within areas under his control where these kinds of people are being trained. Going after the organizations that are preparing future suicide bombers and cracking down on them.
The White House would not say if the president asked Prime Minister Sharon to show restraint in responding to the attacks. That is something the U.S. has asked of Israel in the past, stressing that retaliation only hurts efforts to bring peace to the region. But when the question was put to Powell this morning, how can the U.S. say to Sharon that he cannot respond to this, he replied with this.
We share his agony, we share the pain of the Israeli people, but we always say to both sides, you'd better think about the consequences of what happens the next day or the day after. Will your actions make things better? Will your actions make things worse? But we're not about to tell Mr. Sharon what he should do as a freely elected leader of a democratic nation.
Prime Minister Sharon did not comment after the Oval Office meeting, exiting the West Wing of the White House and climbing into a limousine, ignoring questions. Other Bush administration reaction to the suicide bombings came from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. The militant group Hamas has claimed responsibility for the bombings. Rumsfeld, appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, described Hamas with much the same language he's used to describe Al-Qaeda over the past 2.5 months.
Hamas has been a vicious terrorist organization for many, many years. There's something about suicide bombers that go against innocent men, women, and children that is particularly vicious. I noticed the use of the word retribution and that type of thing. It seems to me that there's an even better reason to deal with a problem like that, and that is self-defense.
These latest acts of violence are a huge setback for U.S. efforts to get peace talks back on track in the Middle East. Just last week, the president sent retired General Anthony Zinni to the region as his envoy. His goal was to find a way to begin implementing the recommendations of the Mitchell Plan, which was drawn up by a special commission headed by former U.S. Senator George Mitchell. Today, the White House says Zinni continues his work, but the president, in his statement this morning, also spoke of forces in the region who are ready to use violence to disrupt any progress that is being made. The president said they must not be allowed to succeed. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.